Just 6 months from now, many Vermont communities will have to come up with a new way to put a price on garbage. State law requires that by July 1st, residents or haulers pay for trash disposal based on the amount taken to a transfer station, and recycling must be free of charge. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, that's prompted towns and companies to talk about how to ditch the pricing systems that they have now.
Is your post-holiday trash piling up? This time next year, the state hopes there will be less garbage and more recyclables in your containers. That's one aim of the new pay-as-you-throw solid waste law. But at Hartford's Uber-organized transfer station, recycling is already plenty popular. Rob Pear of Woodstock is upending his bottle bin into a recycling bay for glass. He tries to keep non-recycled garbage to a minimum. Hartford's punch card pricing system encourages that.
I purchase it at Town Hall, and it's a punch per bag of household trash. The recyclables, there's no charge, which definitely is something that makes you want to recycle.
And there's another financial incentive to drive his trash from Woodstock to Hartford.
Why I come here is because it's become cost prohibitive to have it picked up at the house.
He says his private hauler has been raising rates. The new law, though, will not allow haulers to charge at all for recycling, so some fear they might shift that cost to trash removal. But Joe Fusco, vice president at Casella Waste Systems, says the new law will probably reduce the amount of trash put out each week, which could keep prices rather steady for the consumer. He says pickup should be simple and convenient, with one price and one size for each container you fill.
We would prefer a wheeled cart for both recyclables and another wheel cart for trash. And that's the easiest way to do it. Now it comes down to politics, and it comes down to a community's discussion with itself and collaboration with us, is how do we price that in a way and that's fair to everybody.
Some communities, like Lindenville, contract with haulers like Casella, and residents annually pay the town a flat fee, regardless of how much they put out each week. Next July, that system will be illegal. Other towns, including Norwich, are having heated discussions about whether to replace their current systems. Norwich now requires transfer station car stickers and sells coupon books, $3 per bag of garbage. Town manager Neil Fulton would rather sell trash bags to residents to encourage more recycling and cut down on arguments.
And I have people come into my office that complain and say, well, they marked off a full bag, and my bag was only half full. And so I want a system that works for both the residents, that's compliant with Act 148, and makes the operation of the transfer station efficient.
But selling plastic bags doesn't make financial or environmental sense to Norwich resident John Alexander. He thinks a system based on weight rather than volume would be a better incentive to recycle, because you can bring your own container and have the contents weighed.
A weight-based system would allow people to use whatever they want. You know, if they have a garbage can, you know, you can plop it down, empty it, plop it down.
But Alexander says using a platform scale in that way could be too costly. If so, he says he'd rather just keep the current coupon-based system in place, which he believes conforms to the law that will kick in next summer. By then, the state hopes communities will have hashed out a price structure for removing all the stuff piling up in garages each week. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.